And we're going to go ahead and bring Coach Young on here for Windsor. And another tough loss for the Windsor Owls, dropping four straight now, back-to-back one-run ball games. Coach, I mean, other than that third inning, it just seems to take one play, doesn't it?
Yeah, I mean, well, when you're, I mean, I think we're a pretty good team, and you know, we've played some good teams, and unfortunately, the good teams we've played, you know, we've made more mistakes than they have, or haven't capitalized on mistakes, or haven't come through at opportune times. And yet another example, but we still got six games left in the season to get ready for districts, and hopefully we can turn it around.
Connor Hartman, 5 2/3, as I was just informing our listeners, Coach Young, 11 strikeouts. I counted that as an earned run just because the guy did get on base with a single, but those two errors put him in scoring position. The double by Mark Moore is the only run of the ball game. But when you saw that play sort of developing, at some point, do you sort of address to the guys, hey, just kind of stick the ball in your back pocket? Is there a certain point in a play where you want them to make that decision, or do you want them to try to get that out when that runner's trying to take the extra base?
Well, you know, I'm not real sure how the play developed, because as I talked to the kids and getting conflicting things, whether or not we missed a cutoff or someone said to cut something else and let it go through, and then we didn't back it up properly. And so, you know, high school kids do that. You know, in a normal game turns out to be a nothing kind of play. You know, maybe he gets second base, but, you know, we turn it into two errors on that, and he goes over to third.
So 1-0 loss for you guys. As you said, I mean, you are a good ball club. It's just, it's sort of coming down to just the little things. And you know, when you have a 7-inning game, you don't expect the little things to be the big things. And today, the little thing was the big thing.
Well, and that's the thing. When you have two good teams playing, little things become big things.
Yeah,
you know, and that's exactly what happened. So, you know, same thing last, you know, the other day with DeSmet, you know, one little small mistake that in a random game may not mean anything, but if it happens in the bottom of the sixth inning, it becomes a bigger thing. And, you know, when that's the difference in the game. And, you know, unfortunately, we threw the ball around a little bit there. You know, we had the kid that, 2-2, I believe, and, you know, he poked a double. So you got to give him credit, too, because he's trying to compete, and he did his job at that point in time. You know, we just, when we had several opportunities to score, we just weren't able to do the same thing he did.
Left side of the infield for Hillsborough in the bottom of the seventh with two on, first and second, and two outs. Of course, going to play back, you know, give themselves a chance to get the force play at third or second on a ground ball. And so because of that, positionally, Grant Beck was in a good spot to catch that line drive, but Omanovic hit the hardest ball of the game, and I mean, you could hear it. And just one of those situations where he kind of hit it right to the perfectly positioned ball player.
Yeah, you know, and that's baseball. I mean, because, yeah, you know, as they call it, the game of inches. I mean, if that ball's maybe two more inches above,
or he's playing a little more
or in, he's playing or, in, yeah, you know, that ball goes to the wall. There's two outs. Guys are running on contact. You know, maybe we score it. Maybe we walk it off because he's running from first base. Don't know if he's going to score one ball to the wall there or not, but at least it's tied. But that's not what happened, and we don't seem to be getting those little inches on our side right now.
All right, well, Coach, I believe you guys have St. Vincent tomorrow. Is that correct?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
We have St. Vincent. That game's been moved here instead of down there.
Okay, yeah. Well, with 100% chance of rain in the forecast for tomorrow, it's wise to move it to the all turf. Well,
yeah.
Well, Coach Young, I know another tough luck loss for you guys, but, again, you're just kind of almost there.
Yep. Well, thanks for the coverage. Right. Appreciate it.
Coach Jeff Young of the Windsor Owls joining us here on the Home Bulls and Spas postgame show. Omanovic ripped a line drive right to the shortstop, Grant Beck. That's how this ball game ended, as Coach Young said right there. Couldn't tell if it was going to get all the way to the wall, and if it did, if two runs were going to score. But, again, game of inches, this baseball game here this afternoon.